This is Up the Road, dedicated to sustaining the California story. I'm Kim Weir. Just south of Bodie is Mono Lake. You could mistake this pale gray inland sea and its ghostly tufa towers for an eerie alien swimming pool on some other planet. Back in the day, Mark Twain had much to say about Mono Lake, then known as the Dead Sea of California. One of the strangest freaks of nature found in any land was one of his kinder comments. Mono Lake lies in a lifeless, treeless, hideous desert, he wrote. This solemn, silent, sailless sea, this lonely tenant of the loneliest spot on earth, is little graced with the picturesque. It's an unpretending expanse of grayish water, about 100 miles in circumference, with 2 islands in its center, mere upheavals of rent and scorched and blistered lava, snowed over with gray banks and drifts of pumice stone and ashes, the winding sheet of the dead volcano whose vast crater the lake has seized upon and occupied. Well, Mono Lake is much, much smaller these days, thanks to relentless water theft by LA and its Metropolitan Water District. But it's far from dead. The lake actually overflows with life. It's the prime rookery for California gulls. 85% of that species hatch and fledge right here before migrating to the California coast in winter. It's also a stopover along the Pacific Flyway for millions of other birds every summer and fall. This lifeless, treeless, hideous desert easily feeds these multitudes thanks to the lake's unique ecology. In spring, winds stir the lake so nutrients feed algae growth that supports large populations of both brine flies and brine shrimp. Brine fly larvae, or grubs, are bird delicacies, rich in protein. By midsummer, some 4 trillion brine shrimp reach maturity and become the bird's second major food source, about the time fledgling gulls and other young birds first take flight and go foraging. This highly alkaline lake, with its craters of the moon look and surrounding day-old stubble of sagebrush, is protected both as the Mono Basin National Forest Scenic Area and the Mono Lake Tufa State Natural Reserve. Due to all the lightning-caused wildfires this summer, many Sierra Nevada wilderness areas and other parts of Inyo National Forest are now closed to the public, including the popular South Tufa and Navy Beach areas at Mono Lake. Get a good big-picture view of the lake from the Black Point Fishers near the county park, reached by a cemetery road northwest of the lake off Highway 395. Pick your way carefully up the volcanic cinder terraces to the top. Call the Mono Lake Committee for ideas on what else to do in and around the lake, or stop by if the pop-up info stand is open outside the bookstore in Lee Vining. Closed right now, sadly, due to coronavirus concerns, is the impressive National Forest Visitor Center overlooking the lake just north of Lee Vining, though maybe its decent bathrooms will be open if you're in need. I've discovered all-time favorite nature exhibits here. Many are interactive and hands-on, like the Guess Your Weight in Brine Shrimp display. If you're 150 pounds, say, you would weigh 450,000 brine shrimp. Until next time, this is Kim Weir for Up the Road.